You are listening to The Repository. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a curious volume of forgotten recorded oddities, there came a rapping, a tap tap tapping on my chamber door. Was it the raven? No. It was my DoorDash order. Quote the Cheetos, eat them, evermore.
Everyone, to me, has to pick a subject to talk about in music if you're going to be a writer. Mine is love. I like the two people concept. I like to, because I know when a man's making love, when a man's about to climax, the last thing he thinks about is war, okay? The last thing he thinks about is how can he blow up a nation. That's the last thing from his mind. So if there is something in this world that we all attune to, love making is it. Love making, they do it, fleas, flies, snakes. Everybody's into lovemaking. Besides that, it's the most powerful element that men and women possess. Most of us don't know how to use it, but we all possess it. The women use the music to get their men to relate to them better. Talk to me. Tell me what's on your mind. Men use the music to get the girls in the mood to make love. So either way you had it, Barry White is the one artist who actually was in your bedroom with you at your most sacred, sensuous moment of your life. I've had fans, guys walk up to me and say, you know, they get there and they look. Barry, I feel embarrassed. I feel like you've been watching me get off. Different compliments. A lot of babies been named Barry. The Barry boom that was the baby boom in the 74 that they wrote about. One of the greatest highlights of my career then was Ted Kennedy when he printed in print that the only music he listens to on his yacht and in his home is Barry White's music.
Esteemed audience, you will easily understand if I begin my short address to you in my very imperfect English by addressing my warm thanks to the Mexican people and to the man who leads them with such merit and courage, President Cardenas. When monstrous and absurd accusations were hurled at me and my family, when my wife and myself were under the lock and key of the Norwegian government, without being able to defend ourselves, the Mexican government opened the doors of his magnificent country and said to us, here you can freely defend your rights and your honor. Naturally, it is not a sympathy for myself, my ideas, which has motivated President Cardenas, but a fidelity to his own ideas. All the more meritorious then is his act of democratic hospitality, so rare his days.
Hello.
Stalin's trial against me is built upon false confessions extorted by murder inquisitorial methods in the interest of the ruling clique. There are no crime in history more terrible in intention and execution than the Moscow trials of Zinoviev Kamenev and the, of Pyatakov Radek. His trials developed not from communism, not from socialism, but from Stalinism, that is, from the irresponsible despotism of the bureaucracy over the people. What is now my principal task? To reveal the truth, to show and to demonstrate that the true criminals hide under the cloak of the accusers. What will be this next step in his direction? The creation of an American, an European, and subsequently also an international commission of inquiry, composed of people who incontestably enjoy authority and public consideration. In confidence, I undertake to present to such a commission all my files, thousands of personal and open letters, in which the developments of my thought and my action is reflected day by day without any gaps. I have nothing to hide. Dozens of witnesses who are abroad possess invaluable facts and documents which will shed light on the Moscow frame-ups. The work of the commission of inquiry may terminate in a great counter-trial. A counter-trial is necessary to cleanse the atmosphere of the germs of deceit, calumny, falsification, and frame-ups whose source is Stalin's police, the GPU, which has fallen to the level of the Nazi Gestapo. Esteemed audience, you may have many varying attitudes toward my ideas and my political activity for 40 years, but an impartial inquiry will confirm that there is not a stain on my honor, both personal and political. Profoundly convinced that the right is on my side, I wholeheartedly salute the citizens of the New World.
You are listening to The Repository. If, after listening to this show for a while, you start to think maybe it's a bad idea, don't worry. The same thought has crossed my mind many times. When that happens to me, I simply lay back, look at the ceiling and think of England.
Come off the road, I could make a call to Sammy Davis Jr.'s office because he had expressed interest in Love Unlimited to open for him in Vegas. He loved their show and everything. This was on a Monday. I had a meeting with him set up for Thursday. I went into my little office, Larry and I's office. He had me over on Sunset. My piano was in there. I slept on the floor then, in my office. I sat down and started fooling around with this song. And Joe, I must have sat there from 1:45 in the afternoon to about 8:45 that evening, playing the same thing over. And all I had was this much of an intro. I finished that song a day or two later, wrote another one. I canceled the meeting at Sammy Davis Jr. because I was going to go in the studio on Thursday, but I wrote another song on Thursday. I didn't go in the studio on Friday. Now, when I go into the studio after I finish writing a song, I'm going in to sing it to find me a singer to sing the song, and I want them to see how it goes. Being an honest producer, meaning objective, when I heard Barry White's voice on those songs, something went through me that I'd never experienced in my life. My engineer was sitting there, and I was scared to tell him what I really felt because I knew he was going to think I was ego-tripping. First thing going to come to his mind, yeah, he's trying to find an artist to sing, now he's going to be a singer. No, it was singing and rapping, yeah. I'm sitting there, and I said, Frank, you're not going to believe what I'm fixing to say to you. I said, but that's the voice for those songs. He didn't say nothing. He just kept looking straight at the glass. He didn't look at me. I say, He just looked straight. Anyway, I went to Russ, and Russ, I think I've got something that's very interesting. It took me almost 3 weeks to tell Larry. See, I knew Larry would want me to sing. Larry would want me to do anything I wanted to do creatively. He gave me more freedom than my father could have gave me. Russ said, I think you're right. He gave me a budget. I gave him a budget for $32,000. I went in and cut the album for $28,000. And I brought it back there, and they didn't like the album at 20th. He was over there at 20th. And he and Jose Wilson did not like the album. Russ told us to shop it. Larry and I could not believe it, but they wanted us to shop it. First place Larry took my album was to A&M, and they turned it down. Second place he took it was the MCA. They turned it down. Then he played it for Jack Gold. Jack freaked over that album. He called Clive. Clive heard just a little bit of it over the phone. He said, I'm very interested in that album. He's flying out to make the deal. We were very happy because with Russ, we had spent up all the money. We needed money for the company. If we shop it to CBS, we're going to get some extra bread. So we back in business. Well, I got to tell you, that Saturday morning of the week that Clive said, I'll be out there next week, the phone rang. It was Russ Regan. He said, I'm keeping the album.
That shows the West Terrace. The second
Welcome to High Speed Decision Making.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to tell all of you...
First, please simply say yes after this tone.
Yes, I have a farm.
For complete details, of course, at no cost or obligation. First, goodbye for now. Please take 20 seconds to hear this.
Mr. Rich said...
Have you seen my teeth?
Thank you. Hello.
Dear Mr. Whale...
Don't give up hope quite yet.
According to Braverman, your odds of success can actually be boosted to between 67 and 75%.
Because you know that the man who cares about you is coming out of that bathroom.
Come on, wake up.
Each job includes a guarantee of satisfaction.
I'd like to try. But, you know, I think part of the problem has been that I feel like a failure.
This is Sandy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco.
To maximize the return on your investment, for the next 3 weeks, we will professionally deep clean the carpets in your living room. Competitive, highly volatile, and subject to whirlwind technological changes, while your crops are dying in a drought at this moment.
Although the number of votes was close,
the operational status of the company is much looser. Thank you again, and goodbye for now. Hello, this is a courtesy call.
Now, if you don't hear something that's just right for what you are doing, just tell your sales rep. We have over 1,000 pre-recorded messages in our library.
There's no time. What's the sun? In 1 minute, there's darkness and he is forever lost to us.
What about things like bear hides and cow hides and bridges that are on teeter-totters and this type of thing?
They fall into the category of the continents, I'm sure. Strangely enough, the teeter-totter bridge is very scary for everybody to look at.
You know what you've done to us? You've released the evilest thing.
We'll do that. He has already done it. And they believe that a lot.
We would rather see those types of...
Come to me.
Still
the
truth.
My love.
Your leg.
It's not before you. I've added something.
If you move your right leg, you should move his hind quarter to the left. Leaning to the left, he moves his shoulder to the left. Move his shoulder to the right.
When Mina Harker seized the stake and hammer from her husband, whatever influence was at work on her, for at the exact instant the sun disappears,
hind quarter to the right, to cause his shoulder to move to the right. However, if we did exactly the opposite,
could linear sagen, wo das Telefon?
Können Sie sagen? Welche Richtung ist es hier entlang, dort, dort, hinunter, rechts von Ihnen zu Ihrer Linken. Es ist dort drüben. Rechnen Sie rechts ein, das ist dort entlang, hier hinunter. Biegen Sie links ein.
You are listening to The Repository. Get ready for some truly disturbing auditory experiences, none of which you will be able to unhear. Don't say I didn't warn you. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
Thank you. Take two devilish nymphets hiding from the police. Put them in a forest more ominous than death and listen to their screams. Screams of horror when they learn what fate awaits them as caged virgins. Some places possess an evil of their own, where the air is thick with the shrieks of tortured souls, where the earth tries to swallow every trace of those foolish mortals who dare trespass. Such a place is this forgotten chateau, for it is the domain of monstrous creatures more dead than alive. Depraved walking corpses that perish with the sun, then rise again each night to ravish young maidens in a lust for blood. Caged virgins. Although most prisons have bars, they can also hold their captives by other means.
We've come back to the chateau. Oh, this way.
Some cages exist solely in the mind. They are often the most escape-proof traps of all.
Our men will soon return from their hunting. But meanwhile, we have these two.
They are virgins. They will perpetuate our race. Give them to Louise. They must be told what awaits them. They will serve us and be initiated.
Initiated? You have to. You cannot be both virgin and vampire.
I want you to make love to me before you go into the chateau. Probably the only chance I'll ever have. No one's ever made love to me.
How often the promise of heaven has guided a man down the path to hell. True love blooms anywhere. But when it destroys another relationship, the penalty can be severe.
Tell me where he is.
Caged virgins. Journey into the unknown and a study of the unspeakable things lurking in the minds of beasts. Things which might also exist in the darkest shadows of us all. Caged Virgins, coming soon. Rated R.
You are listening to The Repository. Being a glass-half-full kind of guy, you may be wondering how I keep that level of optimism so high. First, you'll notice I didn't specify what was in the glass. Second, on closer inspection, the glass turns out to be a joke dribble glass. Bottoms up. Thank you.
The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state.
It breeds in large numbers
by the people.
People fill the vacancies by
it breeds in large numbers.
Buy out your arch rival and achieve a virtual stranglehold on experience. The resentment fades after a few months. On the other hand, a federal lawsuit.
The right of citizens of the United States
during the breeding season,
you've been fooled.
Be denied or abridged by
millions
the
to fight the case.
Or by any
and in the
state
end,
on
you
account of
go to class, you'll have less time to spend with your family.
Straining effects.
Problems and
it now seems like a good time to make the decision.
Here goes with that sentence.
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 And it's good with smooth coloring. It's your guarantee of better heat at less cost. So when you order fuel, insist on Blue Coat.
And after using this,
the light chuckle.
That the subconscious mind understands, but the conscious mind is totally unaware. There are many instances all day, every day, that your conscious mind sees and hears much less than the subconscious mind does.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.